Grand Prairie's Tennille Towns. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on the Morning Wheelhouse. Where did we catch you right at this particular point?
I'm in Nashville, you know, writing songs, working away on some new music, and just making the most of this time off the road. I'm sure missing playing shows out there, and I can't wait to get to do that as soon as we can.
Which is bigger to you, Tennille, missing being on the road or missing the fans and interacting with them?
Oh, to me, that's all kind of connected. It's like getting to talk to people after the show and hanging out by the merch stands and just hugging everybody. That's like my favorite part about this. And playing shows is kind of that thing that makes that happen and brings us all together. So I can't wait until we can be back together again soon. And in the meantime, thankful for ways that we can still stay connected, and glad to be talking to everybody online and doing different live stream things, and just really kind of working on the heart of some new songs and getting excited for sharing some of that.
Now, I've got the list of accolades in front of me here, Tennille, but in your mind, how has 2020 gone for you, despite the fact that the circumstances in the world are what they are?
It is such a crazy time in the world, and I know everybody's just going through it in their own ways, and we're all kind of together in figuring out the ways to celebrate things and still hold on to special moments. And my heart is super grateful for the way that people have really been hearing this music and getting to, you know, do some of these different award shows on TV has kind of been a crazy dream still. And there's a lot of moments that have just been, you know, bright rays of sunshine in this strange time, and I'm super grateful for that.
One of those bright rays of sunshine, Tennille, of course, is your debut album, Lemonade Stand, that is just lights out right at the moment, doing so well. It's produced a couple of number ones as well. You have in Somebody's Daughter and Jersey on the Wall. How exciting is that the Canadian country music scene has embraced your album and it's produced some number ones?
It is a wonderful dream, truly. I just feel so glad that people are believing in this record, and to have been able to share this music in this time. It's like I had the privilege of getting to disappear into this amazing studio and work with a dream producer to really kind of work on communicating these stories and these songs that just matter so much to me, and to know that they're finding their place into people's lives is a really wonderful thing. So I'm so glad that you guys have been playing those songs and that everybody out there has been turning them up. It truly means so much to me.
Now, I mentioned the Canadian country music scene, and I've caught up with a lot of Canadian country musicians over the last little while, and they have actually mentioned your name quite a bit. As a matter of fact, they've mentioned it a lot. Tennille, how proud are you to be part of a Canadian country music scene that is carrying the load, it seems like, right now, and doing very well?
Oh, I'm so proud. I mean, this is the Canadian country music scene is the one that I grew up in, and the people that I got to watch and learn from and just kind of really grow up being surrounded by. And I'm so glad to get to be among that community in this way now, and to just kind of be in awe of the music everybody's working on, and love following along with the scene. And I'm just really proud to be a Canadian girl, and especially a Northern Alberta girl.
Now, the latest song we have on our radio station is Come As You Are. I'm thinking that everybody is overthinking. Sorry. I had to throw that. Everybody's definitely overthinking. Yeah, that's right. But when it comes to thinking, and you said you were writing songs, have we got some new music on the horizon?
Definitely, yes. I'm looking forward to sharing more soon, and I'm so glad that Come As You Are is the single up there. Thank you for playing that song, and I hope it makes people feel like they can really just show up and be who they are. And we got to do this really cool video that people sent in, different like dancing videos, fan videos of jamming along to the song, and it makes me smile every time I see it. Think of everybody jamming out there. So thanks to those of you who sent in videos. You're awesome.
There you go. Just out of curiosity, I know this is kind of tough right now, especially with the pandemic going on, but how often do you get home to see the family and see the fans in Northwestern Alberta?
You know, I cannot wait until I can come back and see everybody soon. I'm so thankful for FaceTime. I get to chat with my family that way. I was talking with my grandparents the other night, and it kind of in some way feels like we're together in the same living room, and I'm glad for that feeling, but definitely looking forward to the next time that I get to go back up there. I have such a sweet spot in my heart for Peace River. So many songwriters that I love out there, and it was very much a part of the beginning days of me learning how to write music came from there. Really is something up in the water around Peace River, so I'm sending lots of love up there. Can't wait to get back soon.
Now, you mentioned all the love you have for Peace River and and being thankful for FaceTime and maybe for Zoom as well, especially your reaction when you found out Keith Urban was on the other end. That video is priceless. What was your reaction to that?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I mean, that was a wild, wild dream. I was getting ready for what I thought was just a radio interview, and on the Zoom screen popped Keith Urban. And I will never forget that call as long as I live. He shared the news about the ACO New Female Artist of the Year, and I just was like, my hands were shaking. I couldn't believe it. I will always treasure that Zoom call very much.
I thought about saying boom, but I thought, nah, that's his. That's his.
I would have definitely laughed on that one. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. It sounds like you are having so much fun despite being a long way from home. I know this is probably a little bit of a tough question here, but if you had a crystal ball, Miss Tennille, what would 2021 look like for Tennille Towns?
Oh, my goodness. I hope it's just filled with lots of music and us being back together at shows and just kind of, you know, feeling that spiritual presence of being around each other through music. I look forward to that next year, definitely setting my heart on that.
Tennille, I send a virtual hug, or at least one over the microphone on the phone lines here. Tennille, I am very, very grateful that you were able to take the time to talk with us this morning. I'm over the moon to do this interview with you. I appreciate your time. Tennille Towns, thank you very much.
I appreciate yours. Thank you for taking the time and sending everybody a whole lot of love over there. We'll talk to you guys soon.